Podcast, episode number 35 from BenGreenfieldFitness.com. Welcome to the BenGreenfieldFitness.com podcast, your free weekly audio exposure to cutting edge fitness, nutrition, and wellness information. My name is Ben Greenfield, and I'm an exercise physiologist, certified personal trainer, and nutritionist. Each week, I'll be bringing you information that goes outside run-of-the-mill exercise and diet advice. So whether you're an Ironman triathlete or you're just trying to lose a few pounds, enjoy this week's podcast episode from BenGreenfieldFitness.com. In today's podcast, I have a fantastic interview with Lance Armstrong's personal massage therapist and physical therapist, Dr. Jeff Spencer. But before we get on to that jam-packed interview, I also am going to have an important listener Q&A on the recent multivitamin study, as well as announcements about several special events that are upcoming from BenGreenfieldFitness.com. You're not going to want to miss this episode. Stay tuned. Before we get to the listener Q&A on multivitamins, I'd like to go over just a few announcements with you because there's a lot of upcoming stuff on the horizon at BenGreenfieldFitness.com. First of all, I don't know if you remember last week's interview with Josh Carter, personal trainer to the stars down in LA, but I did surf over to Josh's website. I checked out his books, a bunch of the other very useful information he has on his website. He's got a video on there that's going to blow you away, and I want you to witness it for yourself. It's just an example of how the type of workouts that he prescribes can be done. So I put a link in the show notes to this podcast that you can click on to go check out that video and check out his website. Second announcement is that on Sunday, March 26th, I'm going to be doing a live online video Q&A on the top metabolism boosting exercises that require zero fancy gym equipment. You're going to learn the best bodyweight exercises for instantly burning fat, boosting your heart rate, enhancing your lean muscle, and all you got to do is go to BenGreenfieldFitness.com on Sunday at 6 p.m. Pacific time. That's March 26th. Give you some time to put that on your calendars. You simply click. You can be at your home, but you watch me in your pajamas, whatever, and you'll be able to see me doing the exercises. You'll be able to practice them at home. You also have a chat box there where you can ask me questions as we go. Now, a couple upcoming events in addition to that. For you triathletes out there, I'm going to be coaching at Coach Cal's Critical Speed Coeur d'Alene Ironman Triathlon Camp. This is not just for athletes who are doing Coeur d'Alene Ironman. It's for any triathletes competing in any Ironman this year. It's going to be 5 days of lectures and talks from American and Canadian coaches, physicians, sports scientists. I'm going to be on staff there coaching, walking you through the course, telling you when to eat, when to drink, lots of biomechanical evaluations. If you are a local athlete, you're going to want to check that out. If you're an athlete anywhere in the U.S. or anywhere in the world, really, this will be a great opportunity for you to come to a great camp. I went to it last year. It's fantastic. That's May 9th through May 14th. I've got a link in the show notes of this podcast that you can click on to go find out more about that camp. For you people who are in the Coeur d'Alene, Idaho or Spokane, Washington area, the new Pilgrims Health and Wellness Institute over in Coeur d'Alene is actually hosting me for a couple of talks on March 17th and March 24th. Those are both Tuesday nights. They're at 6 p.m. The first talk on March 17th, I'm going to be going over fat burning secrets for exercise, the way that you can work out, and this is going to be specific to fat burning. And then March 24th, same thing, except it's going to focus on nutrition, so you're not going to want to miss those. I've still got the secret recipe for Delta E energy drink in there in the show notes of this podcast, as well as some information about my new program for fixing IT band friction syndrome. It's basically information on how to bulletproof your knee through some techniques that I teach in that. There are some links for you triathletes, for you endurance athletes there who want to look at some of the training programs that I offer that I've pre-written that are available at a much, much affordable price than, say, hiring a personal coach. I use a lot of the techniques when I write out those programs that I do with my personal clients. It's just that you have them available to purchase and use throughout the year. You don't get the coach guidance, but you do get a fantastic program for a very affordable price, and you can use the discount code B. SGF for a $20 savings on any of the Ironman training plans on those sites. I have a 24-week Ironman training plan as well as a 36-week Ironman training program. I believe that that is about it for announcements. Oh, there's one other thing. I'm actually, if anybody's down in California, you may hear that I'm in the Portland airport right now recording this podcast episode. I'm headed down there for a couple of book promotions for my book, 100 Ways to Boost Your Metabolism. If you're in the Sacramento area and you want to catch up with me there, then you can go ahead and just shoot me an email, ben@bengreenfieldfitness.com. And if you want to learn more about that book, just go to 100waystoboostyourmetabolism.com. And let's go ahead and move on to this week's listener Q&A on multivitamins. And just remember, if you didn't pick up on any of those things that I just ran through, I've got them all online, a bunch of links, everything that you can click on to find out everything that I just talked about. BenGreenfieldFitness.com. Just click on the show notes for podcast episode number 35. Listener Q&A. Listener Francis asks, I just heard on the radio about a new multivitamin study that found that multivitamins don't actually give you any advantage. What do you think about this study? Well, first of all, Francis, that's a pretty broad question to ask about the advantage that multivitamins give you, just because there's so many different reasons that people take multivitamins. The listeners of this show know that I've suggested them different forms of multivitamins for everything from boosting sports performance and recovery, to enhancing fat loss, to fighting chronic fatigue, to enhancing sleep. There's a lot of different things and a lot of different vitamins out there that can be used for different purposes. Now, the study that you are referring to in particular is a fairly referenced study of late that appeared in the Archives of Internal Medicine on February 9th, and this was a study that was done at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle. And it was a fairly powerful study because it studied over 160,000 postmenopausal women, and this was over an 8-year period of time. And what they reported in that study was that there was no difference in disease outcome between these women aged 50 through 79 who took multivitamin and mineral supplements compared to the women who did not. Now, the first thing that you need to remember is that this study looked at cancer and it looked at heart disease. Okay? So first of all, if you're taking vitamins for energy, or if you're taking a multivitamin complex that includes a lot more than just multivitamins, then there may be advantages for you that aren't inspected in this study. But I have some other problems with the study that go beyond that factor. First of all, they used very, very low levels of multivitamin supplementation. As a matter of fact, they excluded any multivitamin or mineral supplements that exceeded the US RDAs, which I suspect are already a little bit too low to yield very useful heart disease or cancer protective effects. Now, any multivitamin with less than 10 nutrients was also excluded from the stress supplements group, which is one of the groups that was studied in this research. And basically, there's a ton of products out there that include far, far more than 10 nutrients. The one that I take every morning has a ton of different nutrients in it, everything from echinacea to spirulina to the entire vitamin A through E complex. It's got, you know, milk thistle extract and dandelion leaf powder and green barley grass and just, you know, everything that you could name in it. And it definitely would not have been one of the multivitamins that was looked at in this study. The other issues that I have with this study is that they didn't actually use multivitamins. All they did was ask the women if they took multivitamins. There wasn't much quality control, meaning that they didn't know whether these women were taking like Kirkland brand multivitamins from Costco. Were they taking multivitamins from, you know, a high quality lab, a low quality lab? This wasn't even tracked in the study. So we don't even know if they were actually taking the multivitamins or not, because all they were doing was asking them if they were taking them, and we don't know what type of multivitamins they were taking. They didn't look at frequency of multivitamin consumption. They didn't look at whether they're taking them daily, once a week, once a month, once a year. I personally take 6 every morning and feel fantastic when I do, and notice a big dip in my immune system when I don't. And so now what we're seeing from the media is that there are all these attacks on, you know, vitamin C, vitamin E, antioxidants, multivitamins, mineral sources, and you know, I don't want to go out on a limb here, but I think, in my opinion, that the mainstream media is a little bit enamored with big pharma and really not on the side quite as much of multivitamin supplementation and natural methods of controlling health, just because there's not a lot of money in that. You really can't patent things that are natural, and you know, insurance isn't going to cover a lot of that. And it is just that, you know, so many people now are saying, oh, I'm wasting my money on multivitamins, or they're not going to do me any good, when in fact this study in no way suggested that multivitamins are going to do you any harm, and it also did not suggest in any way that multivitamins are not going to give you benefits. Yeah, if you have cancer or you have heart disease, and if you're taking a multivitamin, who knows which one, that has less than 10 nutrients in it and that has the minimum FDA requirements, then perhaps there are better things you could be doing for cancer or heart disease. In my opinion, especially for our listeners leading active lifestyles, going after fat loss, going after a lot of things that go beyond, for example, heart disease or cancer, there are other considerations. So that's my long answer, Francis. And remember, if you have a question, just email me, ben@bengreenfieldfitness.com, or you can leave me a voicemail by Skyping me with the free Skype software. I'll put a link to that in the show notes. And my Skype name is Pacific Fit. Look forward to hearing from you. And let's move on to this week's interview with Jeff Spencer. Hey, podcast listeners, this is Ben Greenfield coming to you again. And today I have a guest who has worked with some of the world's most successful individuals, especially from an athletic standpoint, but also a wide range of other people as well. This doctor has worked with Olympic, World, PGA, WTA, Tour de France, triathlon, motocross, and NASCAR champions. He's worked with a World Series MVP, ultra-successful business executives, rock band legend, MLB and NFL athletes, Formula One drivers. And in total, the gentleman whom I'm about to speak with, his clients have won 8 consecutive Tours de France, 22 national championships, Olympic medals, and multiple world championships. He worked with the Discovery Channel professional cycling team over there in the Tour de France, same team that in the United States Postal Service professional cycling team, the same team that Lance Armstrong was riding for. He's worked with America Honda Motorsports, U.S. Suzuki Motorsports, Yamaha Motor Corp, Diamondback Mountain Bike Racing Team, a wide range. The list goes on. A lot of experience, and he's on the show today to hook us up with some of the techniques, some of the philosophies that he uses to achieve success with his clients. I've got Dr. Jeffrey Spencer on the other line. Dr. Spencer, thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Ben.
And what I'd like to hear from you is a little bit about your background in sports performance, in recovery, in enhancing the success of some of these people that you're working with. How did you get into this?
Well, in a former lifetime, I was an Olympic cyclist, so I know what it's like to do what's necessary to get to the top and stay there. And part of being an Olympic cyclist is that you're going to get hurt, you're going to get injured, you're going to travel, you're going to do a lot of things that need to be addressed to be able to get you to the top and keep you there. And while I was an Olympian, I was between my junior and senior year at the University of Southern California, where I was studying physical education, sports science, and exercise physiology. And after I graduated, I worked as a consultant to professional athletes and teams developing their conditioning programs. And part of what went along with that was giving people advice with questions that I was asked about how to manage injuries. And it became apparent to me that after being out of school for 10 years that I wanted to enter a formal learning setting again, so I went back to chiropractic school because I love working with my hands, and I know what it did for me as far as my preparation, recovery for the Olympic competitions, et cetera, and I felt that I wanted to develop a a broad-based approach to providing the services for my clients to get them to the top and keep them there that included injury prevention and injury management, how to get and stay well, how to perform at your highest level, and how to condition yourself so that you have the mental and physical ability to create a long, extended, and very productive career.
Mm-hmm. Now, I get the feeling that you do a little bit more than massage therapy when you're achieving recovery and enhancing the performance of, for example, the U.S. Postal or the Discovery Channel professional cycling teams. You know, Lance Armstrong, and he actually referenced you in Every Second Counts. He said, "Jeff is part doctor, part guru, part medicine man. We believe Jeff could fix any and all of our problems. While he fixed us physically, he also fixed us mentally. If you judged the most important man on the postal team by the foot traffic in and out his door, then it was Jeff. Without him, we knew we'd never make it to Paris." Jeff, what kind of things were you doing with the cycling team to achieve that kind of respect from guys like Lance Armstrong?
The first thing that I'm dedicated to is to making sure that we put the body back on its most basic fundamental baseline for recovery, which means that we need to take as much tension out of the system as quickly as possible by taking the soft tissues and putting them back on their ideal length. And there's a variety of ways of doing that. I use cold laser, which is my most important tool. I use my hands and manual techniques to relax muscles that are over tense and to elongate muscles that have contracted, have become more short. I deal with inflammatory pockets. I deal with misalignments. I do first off a first pass to put the body back where its tissues have their ideal geometry, because only when tissues have ideal length and tone can the biology that promotes recovery work at its top peak performance. So that's really how I did it. I worked with each of the riders after every one of the stages, and I addressed their individualized needs as far as injury management goes. And we also had global systemic recovery procedures that we did that we were very aggressive with, using some pretty neat technologies and very significant strategies to be able to get the riders so that they could recover every day and perform at their best on each of the 22 consecutive days of the tour.
Now, what was the scientific basis behind that first technique that you brought up, the cold laser?
Well, the cold laser is absolutely magic, the way that I use it. And the cold laser can be used in a variety of different ways. We actually use light wavelengths and white light frequencies to induce biologic effects that are consistent with controlling inflammation, turning on inhibited muscles, increasing ATP or energy in the body to be able to improve the immune system, to help tissue repair. And the advantage of using lasers and these other electronic modalities, using frequencies and wavelengths and electrons, is that it deals with high-speed biology, where you can get things done in a fraction of the time that it takes some other biochemistry or nutritional procedures. So it gives us great flexibility and great predictability in accelerating dramatically recoveries from the day's performances, et cetera.
So in other words, do you think it would actually speed up the repair of damaged tissue?
That's part of it, absolutely. And to do that, you need to get nutrients delivered, and you need to get oxygen there, and you need to make sure that, most importantly, that the control mechanisms that orchestrate how tissue needs to be repaired are operating at peak efficiency. And that's purely a function of having ideal tissue length and tone. If you have the good nutrition, but it doesn't know where to go, it doesn't know what to do, and the cells have no clue because they're not getting the message from the control mechanisms what to do, then the body doesn't know how to repair itself quickly.
For our audience, when you describe something like ideal tissue length and tone, how would something like that actually occur, and how would a lack of tissue length and tone actually inhibit recovery or inhibit performance?
The mechanisms that create change in tone, you can have muscles that contract and shorten up. You can have fascia that actually grows short, so to speak. Those are all things that ultimately distort body tissue. And it's interesting because body tissues are what generate their own frequencies, and the frequencies generated by tissues are the way that cells talk to each other to orchestrate tissue repair and wound recovery. And when the geometry of the body is changed by having tight muscles, postural changes, having hypertonic muscles, or having scar tissue, these are all things that ultimately distort the body that creates that domino effect that ultimately leads to poor recovery and poor healing.
So if people are out there, let's say you take a typical triathlete that's listening into this show and they're interested in actually achieving some of the proper tissue length and tone that you're describing, are there things that they can do on their own that would
Absolutely.
Help them along in that process?
Absolutely. And the first thing that I would say is that a person needs to learn to move as the body is designed to move so that they can control movement and have adequate speed of muscle contraction. That's the only way that the body can move with good energy economy with the least risk of injury. And there's a workout that actually I put together now that I'm thinking about it that's available on DVD. And a person just needs to go to www.prehabit.com and look at the DVD supplemental strength training program that I've put together that is absolutely the foundation by which quality movement takes place.
Did you say prehab or prehabit?
The prehabit, T-H-E-P-R-E-H-A-B-I-T, prehabit.com, and that will gain people access to the program that I put together. And it's the summation of all the things that I've learned that allow a person to develop the physical capacity to make all the specific training that they do in their sport have the greatest physical and conditioning benefit possible with the least amount of effort invested. And there are other things that one can do as well. You can use the stick post-training to be able to facilitate recovery by giving yourself a little muscle massage. That's another important thing. I'm also a big fan of daily global stretching. And what I mean by that, I'm not a big fan of doing isolated stretching, but I'm a big fan of doing full body movements such as Qigong and Tai Chi, and those not only help create pliability in the body so that the body can work together as an integrated whole, but it also helps relax the mind so that the mind conserves energy and makes more deliberate, appropriate choices during competition and training.
Would you say that the type of dynamic stretching done in yoga would fall into that category, or is that different?
Yeah, absolutely. No, you've got yoga, there's Tai Chi, there's Qigong. These are all global body activities that do have a personal preference for the individual. Certain body types lend themselves to each one of those more than the other, but if I was going to spend time doing anything to try to create pliability and elongation of the body, I would not do single isolated muscle stretches because the brain thinks in terms of global movements, not individualized muscles, and no muscle works in isolation by itself in the body. That's why I believe, if my clinical experience tells me right, that doing these full body motions are much more important. And that's interesting that you'd say that because the basis by which the prehab workout that I just mentioned was put together was with those fundamental movement patterns that yoga teaches that are foundational to developing ultimate fitness in a sport specific activity.
Yeah, it's interesting. And the one time or the time during my training that I tend to get injured is when I quit my daily or weekly yoga practice.
Now, that always is, yeah.
And I can always tell after about 2 weeks. Now, you mentioned the stick. How about something like a foam roller?
Well, you can do a foam roller. They just have a greater diameter and they're longer and they take up more space. So I don't think they're any more productive than the use of the stick. The stick itself being only 17 inches long, is extremely portable. It's something that we used at virtually every Tour de France stage to help support the immediate recovery for the riders after they got done with the day's stage. And I think that that's a little bit more economical in terms of size, in terms of transportability. But yet, at the end of the day, they both basically serve the same purpose.
So to get these guys to bounce back day after day, you'd use things like cold laser, massage, and finding and removing inflammatory pockets, lengthening the tissue through things like the stick and the foam roller. Anything, you know, in addition to some of these connective tissue type of treatments that you would do with the athletes, did you do anything special from like a nutritional perspective in terms of, you know, supplementation protocols, things of that nature?
Yeah, I think the most important thing is after you're done training to take some proteolytic enzymes. And what proteolytic enzymes are, they're basically a protein that breaks down injured tissue and helps mop up metabolic debris from training. And I'm a big fan of, you know, taking three or four of those to be able to start the recovery process by breaking down the debris in the body that's got built up from the efforts from training. The other things that I think are important are CoQ10, because they help produce energy in the body that the body needs to relax and recover. I'm a big fan of amino acids, because the body needs building blocks to be able to create new tissue. And, you know, the body itself is basically like a water-filled connective tissue bag is what it is. And I think those are really the key supplements that one should use immediately after exercise, and then supplements that you can use to create generalized overall health to support your recovery and performance, or digestive enzymes to break down your food. I think those are extremely important for everybody, particularly when you're under stress. Other supplements that play a role in this are going to be the B vitamins, because they produce energy and they also support detoxification. And surprisingly, probiotics, which are good digestive tract bacteria, because they help keep the ideal function of the gastrointestinal tract working at peak levels, so that the body can not only digest food, but can also get it into circulation to create body growth, body repair, and energy production as quickly as possible.
Now, you know, you talk about the nutritional component and some of the treatment components. Does mental and mental stress as well as sleep fit into this equation when it comes to optimizing performance and recovery?
Well, it does in a big way, because lack of sleep and stress both create inflammation in the body. And inflammation is the gateway to not only every illness and disease on the face of the earth, but what it does, it also steals energy. And that's the problem with it. That's why when we have pretty aggressive recovery procedures, and part of that is also learning to control your mind and relax your mind, so that as the mind slows down, so does the body. And as the body becomes more relaxed, it recovers more quickly. It's impossible to be a consistent top performer if you cannot really control your mind both on and off the competitive field. It's just not possible.
What type of things would you do with a competitive athlete like a rider on the Tour de France, or with a guy like Lance Armstrong, to enhance, let's say, sleep?
Well, we use a revolutionary technology called earthing, as I mentioned. They can look that up if they'd like at www.getearthednow.com. That's an important thing. Do some pre-sleep stretching and the use of the stick to elongate and relax the muscles and take tension out of the system. Also play a vital role. You don't want to eat too late, because then your body's going to use it for digesting the food instead of promoting sleep. And you also need to have regular sleep hours. It's always better to go to sleep a little bit earlier and get up a little bit earlier, so that the body's synchronized with the natural rhythms of the day and night cycles in the body. And those are the things that we work on. And, you know, a lot of people feel, well, you know, stretching's so insignificant, why even do it? Well, my position is that if you spend 5 or 10 minutes stretching, it gets you to sleep quicker, so you have a better recovery. It's worth its weight in gold. So we should never look at these ancillary things that support recovery as being insignificant, because they're actually what control what the longevity of our career is going to be. Because the worst thing that can happen to an athlete is to get sick or injured at the wrong time, and a lot of that is completely preventable by spending more time concentrating on appropriate recovery strategies.
Now, I don't think that this concept of earthing that you brought up is too mainstream. And for people listening in, what's the overall description of something like that?
Earthing is a revolutionary new technology, and what it does, it uses the Earth's free electrons and the Earth's natural frequencies to normalize body physiology, so that the body can recover as nature has intended it. And it's a pretty neat technology. All you do is lay down on the bed pad or the sheet and go to sleep and do what you normally do. It doesn't take any extra time. And when the electrons transfer to the body along with the natural frequencies, the body has a tendency to relax. People have a greater sense of well-being. Their body seems to be more in synchronization with the light and dark natural daily cycles, and people get up more refreshed, have more clarity of thought. And so from my clinical perspective, that's an important element that's necessary to create optimal recovery.
So for somebody going for ideal performance, that might be a little bit more efficacious than, say, wearing a sleep mask and some earplugs.
100%, because those are really not active procedures. Where what this does, this actually couples your body's electrical systems. We got EKGs, we got EEGs, we got EMGs that are all electrical measurements of body physiology that actually control the rate of healing and control the rate of recovery. And when those become synchronized with the electrons and natural frequencies, then the body is really as nature is intended it, which facilitates then our recoveries.
Is this type of stuff in the book you've written? I know that you have put out a book, but what exactly is your book about?
Yeah, the book "Turn It Up: How to Perform at Your Highest Level for a Lifetime." I mean, that was a great book, and my feeling has always been is that we're all born winners, and it's just that most of us don't believe it. We've never been taught it, or we don't trust it. And the position that I have seen in my own life and with the others that I deal with is that success is a learned behavior. And I find that most people want a better life. They know they're capable of a better life, but they just don't know what to do. So I decided to write a book that served as a proven methodology as to how they can address and develop their own personal fail-proof success system that allows them to convert their talents into their greatest assets in their life platform and live the life that they're capable of and destined and want to live.
So these type of concepts don't just apply to, say, the elite professional athletes that you
Not
work
even,
with. They're
no.
things that the, you know, I, there there's some people that listen to our show and they're just wanting to accelerate fat loss, for example,
The same
and be
thing.
able
It's
to
like success
exercise
is success.
pain-free.
Yeah, exactly. Success is success, no matter how you slice the pie, whether it's business, entertainment, sports, family life, success is success. And there's success is a learned behavior. And my kind of mission in life, so to speak, is to give people the tools and the knowledge to help themselves live abundantly successful, purposeful, productive, and prosperous lives. Because I know that it's a learned behavior that anybody can learn at any time in their life, but there needs to be a certain level of structure. A lot of people believe that if you have enough will and you have enough talent, that's going to take you to the top and keep you there, and it's not. There's plenty of people with a lot of will and talent that go nowhere, and that's because they don't have the infrastructure to be able to convert their talents into usable assets for their life platform. And that's what the book "Turn It Up" is all about. Because if I have anything to say about this, I want to make sure that everybody has the best opportunity to live the life that they're capable of and the life that they want to live.
Now, what type of resources are out there that you could point the audience to in addition to this book and the prehabit.com and getearthnow.com websites that you mentioned?
Well, I have a couple personal ones if they're interested in that. I do have a couple of blogs. I have a membership website. It's connectwithdrjeff.com. And this connectwithdrjeff.com is a way of people connecting with me about my experiences, learning my training and healthcare methodology. And it's a chance for me to share with them each month the new discoveries that I have had through my months' research and the interfaces that I've had with some very important, very knowledgeable people and the clinical experiences that I've had. And this is a little bit more geared towards the clinician. And then we have another website that's called Become Your Own Champion, and that's going to be coming online soon here, where this is dedicated to a discussion of how to get to the top and stay there and how to stay connected, especially in this day and age. The world's in a little bit of a jam like right now, and people need the technical skills and need the fellowship to be able to, push through this barrier and come out the other side a more confident individual that's capable of creating the life that they want to live.
Well, Jeff, I think it's fantastic how you have this combination of practical methods like the cold laser and some of these nutritional protocols and connective tissue lengthening protocols that you talked about. But it's really fantastic how those are combined
Yeah, well,
with
thanks.
some of these other aspects that I think that people don't think about. And I know that there are people listening to this show who do want to just lose a few pounds, but then there's some other people that have been trying for years to get to Kona to do the Ironman triathlon or to even,
I think
win
that's
their
right.
local race. And, I want to emphasize to people that it really does take more than just going out and training hard. Like Jeff
That's right.
said, you got to have this infrastructure in place. The recovery has to be there, and the mental component has to be there. Well, Jeff, thanks for coming on the show. I'm going to put a link to all of this in the show notes to the podcast so that people can go explore a little bit more about what you're doing and some of the resources that you have out there. And until next time, this is Ben Greenfield and Jeff Spencer signing out from BenGreenfieldFitness.com. So that's all the content for this week from BenGreenfieldFitness.com. Remember, you can go to iTunes. I'll put a link to that in the show notes to this podcast. You can click and leave our podcast a ranking or give us some feedback. Remember, I always want to answer questions from listeners. So email me, Ben@BenGreenfieldFitness.com. If you have any questions about that or any questions about working with me, I provide online personal training and online sports performance coaching and online nutrition consulting to anyone anywhere in the world. I'd be happy to work with you. I've still got some slots to take on a few new people, so just shoot me an email if that's something that you're interested in doing, and I can get you some more information on that. Until next time, this is Ben Greenfield signing out from BenGreenfieldFitness.com.